We're back on with Pete Sorrell, continuing our Western UP reports. And Pete, thanks for more of your time and talking a little bear hunting earlier this hour.
You bet, Adam. I didn't get a tag this year. I reported to you before, but I sure like to keep track of the numbers and let everybody know what's going on over here in the Western end.
Well, it sounds like it's been a great year over there for bear hunting as well. So let's go now to the bow hunting reports. And I've been getting some great reports on mostly trail cam pictures. And bow hunters seem like they're pretty happy with the numbers of deer, but I'm curious what you're hearing over there, antler development, anything like that.
Yeah, I've heard of some nice bucks shot already, you know, 8-pointers, nothing huge, but really decent shooters. If you're a bow hunter and you see a decent one come in, you're surely going to harvest it. And yeah, as far as the game cams are concerned, they're reporting really good numbers. And like you said, the antler development seems to be great. Starting to get geeked up for gun season, and that's half the battle, you know, is all the excitement and the buildup for opening day.
Well, let's move now to the bird reports. Talk a little partridge and woodcock hunting here. And hopefully you're going to be giving us some good reports for the Western UP because, man, it sounds like a banger year in the Central.
I'm telling you, it's been good here. The reports I'm getting are really good. And I'm seeing a number of grouse myself going back and forth to camp and as I travel the West End. And I must tell you, though, the only whining I'm here is the road hunters. If the road hunters are whining, I don't mind because the hunters that are walking and take their time and even if they got a dog, I think they're doing well.
I would agree with that, man. I've been getting great reports from my friends that get out there with their dogs especially. It's just been a banger year. So pretty happy about the grouse numbers for sure. All right, let's finish up with any fishing talk. Been getting some decent walleye reports, and of course the rivers in the Western UP are chock full as well.
Yeah, I've heard of any number of guys that have been fishing the rivers and have been doing well. They're so happy they're not even talking about it. I mean, they're fishing, so that tells you a lot. They're not around whining about it. A lot of times something's wrong, either the water's too low or the water's too high, and the weather's wrong. But this year, there's smiles on the face of those river fishermen, I'm going to tell you. Everybody I talked to, anyway, has done real well. And myself, we were supposed to go fishing today, but it had to be put off. And we're looking to get out on Lake Ogivek a couple more times. And with this nice weather, and even, you know, if it gets down to the 50s, if the sun is out or even a few clouds, it's still comfortable out there. And, of course, when you're used to ice fishing, I guess 50 degrees is not too bad. So we're looking forward to getting out soon.
Any walleye reports you can pass along?
Yeah, I've heard of some decent catches. The perch and the walleye in the evening bite has been the best. Again, they've switched over to minnows, jigging a minnow. So, and even off the shore, Adam, this time of year around Lake Ogivek, you know, I know a lot of the guys keep their docks in there just to fish off the shore at night. Again, you know, throwing rapalas or jigging a minnow will attract them as they come in shallow.
Pete Sorrell giving us the Western UP report here again today, and I appreciate your time, Pete.
As always, it's a pleasure, and Adam, if you're going fishing, take a kid with you.
There you go. And this is The Outdoor Show.